It's NBA Draft Lottery Day. What's going to happen at tonight's NBA Draft Lottery? We're going to preview it all on today's Locked On Thunder podcast.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Let's get it going on the Locked On Thunder podcast on Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I am your host, media member, and editor-in-chief over at thunderousintentions.com, Ryland Styles. You can follow me on Twitter at Ryland underscore Styles. Follow the show on Twitter at LO Thunderpod. Email the show, LOThunderpod at gmail.com. On today's show, brought to you by Game Time, we're previewing the NBA Draft Lottery. It's lottery day, folks. Where's Victor going to go? What if the Thunder jump into the top four? We're going to get into all of the possibilities for the Thunder and what would happen if those things came true on today's show. But today's show is brought to you by Game Time. Game Time is awesome, and it's there for you. Download right now. Get the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code LOCKEDONNBA for $20 off your first purchase. Last-minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed. Folks, it's lottery day, the day we've all been waiting for. Thank you so much for making us your first listen every single morning, every single day. We're here for you talking Thunder basketball. Subscribe for free across all podcasting platforms so you never miss an episode. It's lottery day. It's finally here. Tonight at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on ESPN, we're going to find out who owns the first overall pick and who gets one of the best prospects we've ever seen in the history of this sport. And Victor Wembanyama, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to see how this is all going to go down. If you're unfamiliar with how this works, in a non-televised room, they're going to draw out ping pong balls. So it'll determine a combination of numbers and it'll determine the top four picks. After they get the top four picks, the rest of the draft falls in line accordingly. So to record, besides the top four picks. Then on television, what you see will be Deputy Commissioner Mark Tatum. He will unveil envelopes starting at 14 going to 1. And that'll determine the draft order as we see it unfold in the telecast. If you do not see that glorious Thunder logo by pick 12, if pick 12 passes and there is no Thunder logo drawn yet, the Thunder have a top four pick in the NBA draft lottery, and you can start having a parade in Bricktown immediately upon that news. So a lot's at stake. We're going to learn a lot today about the NBA, and it's for the Thunder specifically. NBA draft lottery order. Let's do lottery odds. Let's do that right now for the Thunder. What are their lottery odds? To get pick one, they have a 1.7% chance. To get pick two, they have a 1.9% chance. To get pick three, they have a 2.1% chance. Pick four, a 2.4% chance. Pick 12, an 85.2% chance. Pick 13, a 6.7% chance, and pick 14, a 0.1% chance. They have an 8% chance in total of leaping into the top four. Those are the only picks that they can get, picks 1, 2, 3, 4, 12, 13, and 14. Before we go any further in discussing the NBA draft lottery, I think it's important to look at what the roster looks like this morning. Before we know the fate of this first-round pick, and we're also going to learn the fate of the Thunder's second-round pick as well tonight, but before we learn all of that stuff, what does the lottery look like today? So you have five guards: SGA, Josh Giddey, Lou Dort, Trey Mann, Isaiah Joe. You have five forwards: Jalen Williams, Kenrich Williams, Usman Jang, Aaron Wiggins, Lindy Waters III. You have four bigs: Chet Holmgren, Jalen Williams, Jeremiah Robinson-Earl, and Alexei Pokuševski. The Thunder do not have a single two-way slot occupied, so they have three to play with heading into the offseason. That's a total of 14 players. They have three draft picks, which are projected at this current moment to be 12, 35, and 37. Their free agents are Dario Saric, who's unrestricted, and then Jared Butler and Olivier Saar are on two-way restricted deals in free agency as well. As a note, whenever you're thinking about roster spots and what's out there, Isaiah Joe, Aaron Wiggins, Jerry, and Lindy Waters are all on deals that feature either partially non-guaranteed money or team options altogether. So that's what the roster looks like. And so I think that it's important to give that roster overview because as fantastic as this season was to win 40 games this year and to fall a game shy of the postseason, you know, of the playoffs in the postseason, falling a game shy of making a playoff series. To steal a line from Sam Presti, you got to finish your breakfast. So if the Thunder do leap or if they don't leap, the conversation around these draft picks should not be what I've seen in the comments on Twitter of like, no more guards, no more wings, only get big men. Folks, the Thunder are not yet in a position where they can turn down good players because of the position that they play. The Thunder still need really good players on their team, no matter the position. They need the best possible value at their pick, no matter the position. Okay? Do they need a big man? Sure. If you are within your right to want a big man, but not at the sacrifice of better value, better talent. So I say that to say, if the Thunder get the second overall pick, don't say, well, how can they fit Scoot Henderson into this team? The bottom line is, despite how fantastic this season was, big picture, long term, four untouchable pieces are on this roster. That's it. You have a roster of 17 players, four are untouchable. Now, you like a lot more than four, obviously, but there's four untouchable. And even that number might be a bit inflated. But I would say you feel extremely high-value confident of four guys being a member of your long-term core where you would project them to be the team more than just the next 2 years. And that'd be Shea, Giddey, J-Dub, and Chet Holmgren. Those are the ones you'd predict that you would, without a shadow of a doubt, sign the dotted line that they're going to be on the team in 2 years, in 3 years. Other than that, you're still able to have positional upgrades. Now, again, you like a lot more players than that. I love Kendrick Williams. I love Jay Will. I love Aaron Wiggins. You know I'm a huge Aaron Wiggins stan. Huge Isaiah Joe stan. But the bottom line is, there's still other players on this roster taking up roster spots where you can obviously upgrade if you were to get extraordinarily lucky in the lottery. So let's begin this conversation there. Do not turn your nose up at high-level talent. I saw this a lot on the Amen video, too. Oh, no more wings. You take the best player. You take the best player, no matter where this pick ends tonight. But what we're going to learn tonight is the fate of Victor Wembanyama's team, which will obviously define, you know, a big portion of NBA history, because no matter if Victor ends up being the best player we've ever seen or, you know, a bust, no matter what it is, this moment in time will be, you know, looked back upon, you know, very interestingly. And the bottom line is, too, no one's trading Victor. So I don't care who Mark Tatum pulls out of that envelope tonight. Nobody is trading away Victor for anything. Nobody is. Nobody traded Cade Cunningham. They're not trading Victor. So we're going to learn that tonight. Where is Victor going? We're going to learn where the Thunder pick is tonight. And then some other moves, too, that are important. Do the Mavericks keep their pick? The Mavericks have a 20% chance of sliding backwards and giving that pick away to the Knicks. Do the Magic get one or two lottery picks? If the Bulls go to the top four, the Bulls keep their pick. If the Bulls do not go to the top four, the Magic will, of course, own that draft pick, to where the Magic would have two lottery picks in this year's draft. And as I mentioned before, depending on the order of the Rockets and Spurs, so if the Rockets are ahead of the Spurs or the Spurs are ahead of the Rockets, will determine if the Thunder have their second-round pick in the high 30s, or it drops down to where it's more on a two-way range. And why is that important? Because, as we gave you the roster overview, the Thunder are already at 14 total players. And if they were to select at 2, 35, and 37, they need to make some decisions because picks 35 and 37 do not sign two-way deals. Now, if that pick drops into the 40s, then you can start talking about, hey, maybe you can draft a guy here that would sign a two-way deal and it could help you alleviate some of that pressure this offseason of creating a bunch of roster spots. So that is important as well, to see who's ahead of whom between the Rockets and the Spurs. But the bottom line is, the Thunder could get the first pick, they could get the second pick, they could get the third pick, they could get the fourth pick, or they could be at 12, and it's all going to be extremely exciting to see how it plays out. So let's dive into, what if OKC gets the first overall pick? But first, I want to say right now about our good friends over at our good friends over at Game Time. Game Time is phenomenal. They are great. You can go there right now. Use the code LOCKEDONNBA. Get $20 off your first purchase. When you go to Game Time, download the app, create your account, and use the code LOCKEDONNBA. When you do that, you can obviously have great tickets, lowest prices, guaranteed, and especially last-minute tickets. So you can see what all is available, and you get a view from your seat to make the purchasing aspect even easier for you to kind of view where you're going to be sitting at, and you can get great flash deals as well to tickets to all sporting events, football, basketball, baseball. You can get concert tickets, comedy tickets, theater tickets, and so much more. Game Time guarantees that you always have the best prices, and if you somehow find a better ticket in the same section and row for less, Game Time will give you credit of 110% of the difference of that price that you found. So you can get images from your seat before you buy, and it's awesome. Two taps and you're set. You can get tickets in a matter of moments, and they're sent directly to your phone, so you never have to sift through your email to find out where your tickets are at. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code LOCKEDONNBA for $20 off your first purchase. Terms and conditions apply. Again, that's creating an account using the code LOCKEDONNBA for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last-minute tickets guaranteed. Lowest prices at Game Time. We're back on the Lockdown Thunder Podcast, on the Lockdown Podcast Network, your team every day. Thank you so much for making us your first listen every single morning, every single day. We're here for you, talking Thunder basketball. Folks, it's NBA Draft Lottery night. What does that mean? Well, first of all, thank you for spending this part of your morning with us. We're here for you every single morning and every single day, so making us your first listen is great. Subscribe on YouTube, subscribe on any other podcasting platform that you have. We'll be here again tomorrow to recap the lottery. Tonight on the Locked In NBA feed. So go to the YouTube channel, go to Locked In NBA on YouTube, and get ready to hop in that live stream. We're going to be live streaming our reaction to the NBA Draft Lottery. And as Mark Tatum pulls the logo of each team, that said host will be booted out of the live stream. So see who will be the last standing in that live stream room and who will get victor in this great race for one of the great prospects that we've seen. Hopefully I last on the live stream a long time, because that means that the Thunder will have leaped into the top four and will have leaped into the possibility of getting Victor Wembanyama. So, what if the Thunder get the first overall pick? What if the Thunder are not pulled at 12? They're not, after the commercial break, they're not pulled at 4. They're not pulled at 3. They're not pulled at 2. But Nick Collison, who is there representing the Thunder again at this draft lottery, is smiling ear to ear because the Thunder have captured the first overall pick. Well, you shake Mark Tatum's hand and you slip him a card and say, hey, give this to Adam. All right, pick's already in. It's Victor. And you bring in a guy who has elite inside scoring, who's a three-level scorer, a 7-3 creator with elite-level defense, scoring 21 points per game, 10 rebounds per game, and 3 blocks per game, adding Chet Holmgren next to Victor is insane and one of the best prospects we have ever seen in this game. The Thunder immediately become the most watched team in the sport next year. They're already, even if this pick stays at 12, they're already going to see a significant increase in national TV games next year. But if you add Victor to a legitimate superstar in SGA, which is what he is, first-time All-Star this year, All-NBA talent this year, first-team All-NBA talent this year, 30-point-per-game score, he is a superstar. You add the intrigue of what Chet is going to be post-injury. You have the intrigue of what Victor is going to be in the NBA. Then you have the second-best rookie in the Rookie of the Year race in an all-team first all-team rookie, Jalen Williams. Then you add Josh Giddey, who had an underrated second year in the NBA and continues to impress and make highlight plays with his passing. You have the runner-up and coach of the year. You have the best executive in the sport, if not the best, one of the best executives in the sport in Sam Presti. You have top 10 league in cap space this summer. You have a mountain of draft picks at your disposal. The eyes of the NBA will be upon Bricktown if they somehow get the first overall pick tonight. If that 1.7% chance cashes in, drafting Victor would absolutely turn Oklahoma City into a wonderful circus. Because everyone will be wanting to cover this team, watch this team, be around this team, and see how this team develops. That'll be the case no matter where Victor goes, but specifically Oklahoma City. And you just get to sit back and watch it. And you have a guy in Chet who wants to be a center, a guy in Victor who wants to be a power forward. That kind of solves itself. And you just let those two guys figure it out. And you sit back and wonder, how do NBA teams score on this team that has so much length, so much positional versatility, and has been building for this moment for years now? Of like, you know, of a team, envisioning a team that has so much positional versatility, has playmaking at all five positions, has just this unique length to them. It would be awesome. What if the Thunder get the second overall pick? This right here is why I did the roster overview. If the Thunder get the second overall pick, you take Scoot and you do not for a second mutter the phrase, well, there's too many guards. Well, there's too many players in this team. Okay, sorry, Trey Mann, gone. Who are you taking, Scoot or Trey Mann? I'm sorry, you're taking Scoot. Push comes to shove. Who are you taking, Scoot or Lindy Waters? Taking Scoot. Push comes to shove. Who are you giving minutes to, Scoot or Isaiah Joe? Push comes to shove. Who are you giving minutes to, Scoot or Aaron Wiggins or Usman Jang? Or we've listed half the roster at this point. This roster, despite the improvement this year, is not one to turn the nose up at Scoot Henderson, who is an elite athlete, a human highlight reel, who has great rim finishing ability, nice playmaking. I believe that he has some three-point upside, especially with Chip England, who is a player that is willing to be an off-ball player and actively trying to get better at that skill set from the onset of this season, who has high motor and savvy play on the defensive end, and would have been the first overall pick in last year's draft class, would be the first overall pick in next year's draft class, but he's just so happens to be put in place with one of the best prospects we've ever seen in this year's draft class. Scoot Henderson could work with SGA. Scoot Henderson could work with Josh Giddey. Scoot Henderson could work with anyone on this team. And this is the whole idea of a rebuild. You give yourself a shot. Because the only bad outcome in this scenario, let's think about this, folks. The Thunder go win 40 games. They don't tank like everyone thought that they would, said that they should have. They don't tank. They go win 40 games, they go to the play-in, and they falter. But they get lottery luck and leap into the second overall pick and get gifted Scoot Henderson. Here are the options from that point forward. One, Scoot doesn't hack it. But you got a shot on Scoot instead of the 12th overall pick, Ryan Repair. Two, Scoot works extraordinarily well with SGA and Josh Giddey, and everything is amazing, and they win multiple championships and have a lot of fun. Great. Option number three, Scoot and SGA work flawlessly, and you've got to move on from your sixth overall pick, Josh Giddey, to make a fit look better. Okay, that's the part of the business that it takes to you know, build a championship-level team. That's why you acquire all these first-round picks and why you get the shots at all these superstars. So, like, even with Scoot and Josh and Shea, there's never too many, you know, good players and good pieces. I firmly believe that in the NBA, talent wins, stars figure it out, and you work around each other. You figure out a way to gel together. And what does Josh have? What does Shea have? What does Scoot have? They all have the ability to work hard and the reputation around the NBA and inside the NBA that they're willing to do what it takes to conform to their roster and to their teammates and to work together and get better, to where if that somehow was a pairing at the end of the night tonight, that would be wonderful. Even though the Thunder have a lot of guards. You're looking for quality right now. What if the Thunder gets a third overall pick? To me, the third overall pick is Brandon Miller. You have elite defense, positional versatility, great shooting, 38% from three. We've seen what this offense looks like with more floor spacing. 8 rebounds per game, 18 points per game, 1 block per game. I think that he has more upside as a scorer inside the arc than what he's shown, but he's got to actually go prove that at the next stage. And I know of the off-the-court stuff, but I think that as this process plays out, if the Thunder were in the third overall pick, they would take Brandon Miller. And he has that undeniable talent to the point where if the Thunder got the second overall pick, there'd be a lot of people saying, like, purely basketball-wise, basketball fit-wise, Brandon Miller would be the better option. And the Thunder might be a team that has Brandon Miller ranked ahead of Scoot. Who knows? Because he does fit, on paper, better than Scoot. But for me, in my money, I'd rather have the shot at a superstar than the shot at Brandon Miller, who, like, maybe could be an all-star, but in all likelihood will be an extremely high-level starting player for you. And he might squeeze into an all-star game or two. But, like, Scoot's ceiling is a superstar. Brandon Miller's ceiling is maybe a one- or two-time all-star who is extremely good and extremely important and extremely vital to a championship-level team and plays a role that is incredibly important and plays a role in which you look back on a championship team and say they do not win that without Brandon Miller. But Scoot could be a superstar, which is why he gets the edge for me at number two versus Brandon Miller. But still, if the Thunder got number two, there'd be a large population of the fan base that would be advocating for Brandon Miller to be the selection at two, just to give you a perspective of how well he fits with this Thunder team. Coming up, what do the Thunder do at pick number four if they were to get it, at pick 12 if they stay where they expect, and then sliding on backwards from there? But first, I want to say right now about our good friends over at Prize Picks. Folks, Prize Picks is there for you. Go there right now, and what you can do is download the Prize Picks app. When you do that, you can use our code Locked On. You get 100% instant deposit match up to $100 at PrizePicks.com or the Prize Picks app. What Prize Picks is a great way to make these games more entertaining. Take tonight's Lakers-Nuggets game, for example. You pick 2 to 6 players. You guess, will they score more or less than their prize pick projections? You can win 25 times your money on any entry. It's just you versus the projections. You're not playing other players. It's just you versus the numbers. That way, it's even easier for you to win. Prize Picks offers projections of every sport that you watch, including the NBA, NFL, MLB, NHL, PGA, college football, men and women's college basketball, WNBA, soccer, esports, NASCAR, tennis, MMA, boxing, disc golf, Eurobasket, cricket, and more. So what you do is, these entries, 2 to 6 players, let's say I want more on LeBron points, I want less on Jokic rebounds, and that entry can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's that easy. This contest is safe, offers fast withdrawals. It's currently operational in over 30 states in Canada. Go to the Prize Picks app right now, and when you do, use the code Locked On. Get 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the code Locked On. We're back on the Locked On Thunder podcast, on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thank you so much for making us your first listen every single morning, every single day. We're here for you, talking Thunder basketball. Well, what if the Thunder get the fourth overall pick? This is where things get extremely interesting for the Thunder. Because with the fourth overall pick, I think that you have to entertain the idea of trading back. Because there's going to be some extremely disappointed lottery team in that case. And at that point, with that extremely disappointed team, you have to take advantage of it. And possibly get a fit or a player that fits better with your roster, like Grady Dick, like Jarace Walker, or someone of that caliber, while picking up additional assets. And again, I don't believe that there's such a thing as too many first-round picks, especially with the new CBA making cost-controlled players so much more important. So trading back is an option. I don't think that you'd be able to convince someone to trade up, but trading back is an option. It's also an option to just select Amon Thompson. Amon Thompson, we did a whole draft profile on Monday's show. Go listen to that right now. Amon Thompson, like, perfectly fits what the Thunder have been building. A 6'7 playmaker with high-level defense and versatility on both ends. That's exactly what the Thunder have been building for the last 3 years. That's exactly the mold that the Thunder look for. So I like Amon Thompson a lot at that spot with the fourth overall pick. But fourth is the most interesting option to me. Number one, it's clear-cut Victor. Number two, okay, we'll have a little debate for the next month of, like, Brandon or Scoot. Fine. Number three, Brandon Miller. And if you're lucky and Scoot falls, Scoot, whatever. Number four, though, you can sell me on Amon, obviously. You can sell me on trading back. Would there be a surprise candidate mixed in there as well? Who knows? But that's, like, where I'm at with the Thunder and the fourth overall pick. And then if they get the 12th overall pick, which is the most likely option. If they get the 12th overall pick, you cannot convince me that they would not look to trade up from 12. And we'll see that's one of the more interesting things too, of, like, how the lottery shakes out to where, who are some trade up targets that you're going to look at from 12. You also could make the compelling argument that they should trade back from 12. And you have a lot of prospects to explore. We've already started to do that with our draft lottery profile and projections. We'll continue to do that all this week and all next week and from now until the start of the draft. So it'll be a lot of fun. Up next, tonight, our NBA draft lottery live stream on Locked On NBA's YouTube channel. Wednesday, right here on Locked On Thunder, a draft lottery recap podcast. Thursday, we're going to be talking about the draft with Derek Parker of Draft Digest. Friday, we're going to have another NBA draft profile and projection. So hopefully, we are celebrating both on the live stream tonight and also on tomorrow's podcast about the Thunder getting a top four pick. But either way, we'll be here for you talking Thunder basketball. Until tomorrow, be good and be good to one another.